is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player to week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Global losers.
Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, we're on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and follow us on Twitter at WWA Show. WWH. Did I just say WWA Show? BSS Carolinas. Sorry, that's the other show we do. Follow us on BSS Carolinas on Twitter, and we're sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today, of course, is BBB.
What's happening? Shout out to Cody Zeller, unofficial sponsor of BSS Carolinas.
Or if you want to be a sponsor of the BSS Carolinas, please contact us.
Donate
at breakdownsportshow.gmail.com.
You donate 1 cent, you're an official sponsor now.
Absolutely. And if you would, anybody else would like to sponsor the BSS
Carolinas
show.
All it takes is 1 cent.
You can see us every day.
You can sponsor us.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, there's your sponsorship programming for today. We're good. And of course, Mr. 315 is here as always.
315, Syracuse, New York, stand up.
The Cuse?
Cuse is in the house.
The
Cuse
is in the house? That's scary. Man, I forgot my jerseys over here today. I got to put that on.
Who you got over there?
I got word today. I got DeMarcus.
Larry Brown over there was
Larry Brown. Larry Brown. Larry Brown's still, yeah, actually, no, he the most overpaid cornerback ever. Yes,
no, off of that one Super Bowl. That was Eric Davis.
No, Eric. No,
from the 49ers.
No, I go with Larry Brown or Eric Davis.
Yeah, Larry Brown did.
I go with Larry Brown or Eric Davis. Eric Davis is better.
Like the Raiders got shafted.
They did. We did. We gave them scraps.
All those dudes from the Cowboys who left the Cowboys were
come overpaid. On,
Alvin Harper.
What? Alvin Harper didn't go anywhere.
He went to Tampa. Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah, they did.
He started being injured. He was in the ice tub all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you never sign a number two receiver to be your number one.
Yeah.
You never do.
That's what they did.
Because when you sign – now, I thought you was getting ready to say, don't say Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith was a monster.
Oh, no.
Ken Norton.
He was a great corner. Yeah.
Those guys were good, man.
Yeah.
We had a solid defense, that's for sure. Russell Maryland.
Forgot about those.
Those guys were horses. But anyway, on today's show, we're going to preview week 15 in the NFL, all the early games, hopefully get to the late games. If not, we'll do another segment. But first, let's go into rack 'em up hits of the week. I'm sure you guys got some hits for this week.
Boy, we are finna play a football game tonight, boys. It's gonna be a great night tonight. If you run out of energy or get tired, look at me. I got too much.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas Rack 'em Up, where we share the biggest hits of the week. All right, who are your biggest hits of the week?
First things first, let's go to the Sunday night game, Sean Lee. The running back, I can't think of his name for the Giants, number 38 or whatever.
You talking about Perkins?
Yeah, Paul Perkins. Thank you. Got handed the ball, man. Sean Lee came flying through the line of scrimmage like he was on fire. He destroys Paul Perkins. Sean Lee, NFL comeback player of the year, is having an amazing season and a big hit. And this was late in the game. It was like in the fourth quarter.
I'm going to tell you, that guy, 22 tackles this week.
I mean,
against the Giants, man.
He was all over
the field. Killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, Wizards, Hornets. Kemba Walker's bringing the ball up the court. This is like the last minute of the game. We need a quick bucket. Cody Zeller steps out. He sets a screen on Bradley Beal. None of his teammates help him out. Bradley Beal is taken off his feet. Kimba gets a layup. Way to go, Cody Zeller, one of our unofficial sponsors around here. Laying the big hits out there. See, it can happen in any sport. Just keep your eyes open.
Mine is, I have two. Both are from the NBA last night. I know you guys saw it. That Larry Nance dunk on Brook Lopez. Did you happen to see that Larry Nance Jr. dunk?
I didn't see it.
Oh, my goodness. Pull that up, please. And the other one is the alley-oop, the reverse alley-oop Aaron Gordon caught without even looking at the rim. And if you haven't seen that, please pull that up. Those are my two hits.
I did see that one.
That boy didn't look at the rim, man, when he caught that alley-oop.
He's an insane athlete.
Yeah.
I saw a Snapchat video day.
Are you talking about Nance?
Aaron Gordon.
I'm going to tell you what. Larry Nance, 2 years ago in the NCAA tournament, I thought he was going to go far in Wyoming. That didn't happen. But, no, he is.
He's a sick athlete, too.
Yeah, he's bad.
Yeah, y'all got to see that dunk, though, man. We'll pull that up. They just updated Brook Lopez's death in the Wikipedia after that dunk.
Did they?
Yeah.
But, no, I saw a Snapchat video from Zach LaVine, man. He took off from the three-point line, did a 360 from the three-point line. Like this, let's have Aaron Gordon, let's get Larry Nance, let's get Zach LaVine and all these young high flyers in the dunk contest again. Let's have another magical dunk contest like last year.
And it could have been, here in Charlotte.
Could have been here in Charlotte.
Should have been. But anyway, it wasn't. I wish it was. Do you have any other ones? Or is that,
no, those are my only two. Those were two amazing dunks I saw last night.
So that's your hits?
All right. Yeah.
For me, is going to be, I've got one, Trine Smith for running over Janoris Jenkins. In case you didn't see him run around that corner, Janoris Jenkins rolled, I think, three times over after he got hit. I mean, he was pancaked. It was definitely a pancake.
He got Eli Apple, too, man. Like,
oh, that's
he came
who it was.
Around the corner.
Eli Apple.
He yoked Eli Apple up off his feet like Eli Apple was his son and tossed Eli Apple.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Like, they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. This apple fell really far from the tree it got thrown from. Man, that Tyron Smith is a monster.
He is a monster, that's for sure. He is, definitely. But those are our hits of the week. Some other NFL news, or one other one. Cowboys debating getting Romo game action before end of season in case Dak gets injured or struggle.
I think a smart play, but they got to do it at the right time.
Yeah, I think week 17.
Exactly. You know, if you got everything locked up, you got the bye week and everything,
Give
him some snaps. And, yeah,
why not 17? Next week give him a half, the second half of the game, and then let him start week 17 if he plays good?
That would be cool if the Cowboys are up a lot.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a close game, of course, keep Dak in.
Right. I agree. All right, let's get into tonight's Thursday night game. Man, these two Thursday night games and Saturday night games are just amazing. I just want to point it out. Thursday night, you got the Rams and Seahawks. Then Saturday, you got the Dolphins at the Jets.
Oh,
you
man.
Got Matt Moore against Bryce Petty Saturday night. Now, if you ain't doing anything in Charlotte Saturday night, get up to a TV, turn on the TV, and watch Matt Moore against Bryce Petty.
Well, Dolphin fans, y'all are playing for something. So if you're around
at least they're playing for
you
something.
You better be tuned in because your team is actually playing for something. And Matt Moore is a serviceable backup.
He's as serviceable as what, Cody Zeller?
He's not as serviceable as Cody Zeller. But I'll show Matt Moore some love because he did play for us. And he came in when Chris Winkie was stinking up the damn
joint. That's true.
Hey, watch it.
Chris Winkie
was
stinking up
the joint.
Speaking of Chris Winkie, he will be helping coach Jared Goff tonight against the Seahawks.
Oh, my goodness. That means they're going to score -7.
So, and Rams special teams coordinator, John Fossil. Yes, that Fossil, Jim Fossil's son, is serving as interim coach throughout the rest of the season.
This sounds like fun.
Who wins this game?
Pass.
This bar burner.
Pass.
Are we giving the Seahawks or the Rams a chance?
The chance that they might not lose by the 16 points that they are given.
Are they being given 16?
They are given 16 points tonight.
97% of users are picking the Seahawks to beat the Rams.
It's the biggest spread since a while ago, man, since it was like a 25-point spread in another game.
Game I could see them winning. I really could see them win this game. I'm not picking them, but I could see them win this game.
I'm going with Seattle. You talk about,
I'm going with Seattle,
you talk about
I can't.
A bounce-back game.
That's
boy.
They better win this game.
Woo!
By the way, if they win, they clinch the West. Division and they clinch
a playoff spot.
Playoff spot.
Good. Seattle, baby. NFC champions.
They ain't winning the NFC. Not this year. As a matter of fact, I think they might slide down to the fourth seed.
I don't
maybe
think
fifth,
I don't think Seattle gets back to another Super Bowl the rest of Russell Wilson's career.
Wow.
I can see that.
Wow.
After that dumb call on the half yard line.
That's not the reason.
I
don't think they might not get back this year because of defense. And their offensive line is so bad.
Yeah. It's not
and their lack of running game, man.
And
Doug Baldwin is a serviceable wide receiver. That's my word, man. That's just my word. But he's not a stud. He's not the guy that's going to be able to carry you.
Well, I mean, no offense. All you got to do is really double Jimmy Graham.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you take
him
away.
Jimmy Graham away and just keep Russell in the pocket.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
They don't run the ball.
And they're not the same. They're definitely not the same team.
But I think without Earl Thomas, it really is a big blow. I hate Earl Thomas not being there. But, you know, if they lose Chancellor, you know, they could survive a little bit. But Earl Thomas helps Sherman on his side of the field.
And that was kind of big when they lost Chancellor for those few games last year. That kind of hurt them. So, I mean, they need that whole legion intact.
I mean,
for them to be.
Say what you want. Look at what they did against Green Bay last week.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
and there's a couple of weeks that Cam Chancellor was out, the week of Tampa, they went down to Tampa, Cam Chancellor was out. Oh, no, Earl Thomas was out, right?
Yeah, because he was injured early.
Mike Evans. Lit them up. And then he came back for us and lit us up, and then he broke his damn leg.
The good thing for the Seahawks this week, they play the Rams.
Yeah.
So, all you got to do is stop Gurley.
Which everybody's done
right.
This year.
Yeah, right.
So, all right, so we're all going to Seahawks, right?
Yeah.
All right. Saturday night, Matt Moore versus Bryce Petty. Man, this is the matchup of the year.
This is a tough one to call.
I don't know. Flip a coin.
I'm going Dolphins.
You going Dolphins?
Man, yeah, like you said, they got something to play for.
Dolphins are a 2.5-point favorite. Matt Moore, like we know, is a serviceable backup. I mean, he hasn't started
in like 4 years, right? It's four or 5 years.
Yeah. It's been a while.
2011 or something like that. Yeah.
But I think Jay Ajayi gets heavy load.
He 30
touches for Jay Ajayi.
Couple of checkdowns.
I think this is the week he bounces back and has another 200-yard week. His first since, like, week 7.
But I'm going Dolphins, though. The Jets are terrible. I will never pick them. Yeah,
the Jets are planning their where we going for Christmas.
Yeah.
Where we spending our holidays, our vacation time, when the season is over.
Those boys got the U-Haul trucks out there already in front of
wherever they're staying.
You guys do realize Matt Moore is starting for the Dolphins.
Well, that's what we said. Right? I mean,
Bryce Petty is starting for the Jets.
I know, but Matt Moore is starting for the Dolphins.
That's what I said.
On the road in New York.
That's why I said
in the cold.
Jay Ajayi.
35 carries.
He won't get 35
Boise
carries.
Boise State.
He might get 25.
He'll still be for like 250 yards.
And you're forgetting the important thing. Powell had a big week last week against the Niners. I think he has another big week without Forte playing. I'm going with the Jets to beat the Dolphins.
J-E-T-S.
Because,
Jets,
listen,
Jets.
I think Bryce Petty is going to beat, you know, he won a game last week. Yes, you're playing the Niners. Look at what the Dolphins did against the Ravens a couple weeks ago on the road. I'm going to go with the Jets over the Dolphins. I don't trust Matt Moore and the Dolphins.
Matt Moore led them down the field, got the game-winning field goal for them last week against Arizona, who was on the comeback trail.
That's true. They could do it. I don't see it. I don't have a lot of faith in the Jets, but I'll go with the Jets over the Dolphins. The Colts at the Vikings. There is news that Andrew Luck may not play.
Concussion protocol again?
I think so, yeah. double check.
Minnesota 4-point favorite, 45.5 over under. Yeah, I'm gonna take Minnesota.
I'm taking Minnesota too.
The Colts can't stop anybody.
If,
yeah, I mean,
if Luck's not playing, yeah, I'm going. Colt, I'm going over
20-14.
He returned to practice today. Okay. It says he actually did return to practice. Whacked around a little bit. Luck will be okay in time to play this weekend. Thursday brought some confirmation of that. His shoulder soreness, that's what it is, his shoulder.
I mean, both teams are still playing for something. The Colts are still right in the middle of that division. The Vikings sitting at 7-6, a game ahead of the Packers. They're right in line for that last playoff spot. So it's a big game.
Yeah. This is going to be tough, man. It's in Minnesota, though. Who, y'all were both going to Minnesota?
I think I'm going to take Minnesota. I just don't like – like, Andrew Luck had such a rough week last week. Like, this week, you feel like he's going to come out and light the Vikings up, which we know he can light a team up.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Vikings because AP's coming back, too. He may play this weekend. If he plays, he won't touch the ball more than 10 times, bro.
Yeah, I mean, even if he comes back, their offensive line still can't block anybody.
Well, they're playing the Colts, too, though.
Yeah, this is the week to have him back.
I'm going Minnesota also.
You going Minnesota? Yeah, I think we're all going Minnesota, but I can see Indy winning. The next game, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Anybody going with Cincinnati?
On a side note, which was really the Sunday night game before they switched it with the Dallas and Tampa Bay. That was actually the Sunday night game.
Pittsburgh.
I thought the Sunday night game was New England and Denver.
I think it was Pittsburgh-Cincinnati.
I thought it was New Orleans and Arizona.
From what I read, it was Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who's going with anybody going with Cincinnati?
No.
Okay.
I'll take Cincinnati.
You taking Cincinnati at home?
Not me,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Pitt.
Once again, Pittsburgh, something to play for. Yeah. Le'Veon Bell was.
And Cincinnati looking to wreck their season.
Yeah, and.
Another division game.
Exactly. Two teams and, you know, like
Le'Veon Bell said, no one wants to see Pittsburgh right now, so we'll see. We'll see how Pittsburgh does these last three games.
Is anybody going with the Jags over Texans? They're playing in Houston. Anybody taking the Jags? I want the Jags to win, but I don't think they will.
They haven't shown me anything, man. I picked them last week thinking, hey, last week was definitely the week for y'all to pick up a win, and they still don't pick up a win. I guess we'll go with Blake Bortles. I mean, what's the kid's name?
Brock.
The garbage Stillwater. Man.
Brock set it off Osweiler. And when I say set off, I'm talking about the movie Set It Off, you know, when they robbed the bank. That's what Brock Wilder did. He robbed the bank.
Yep. So, all right. So we're all going with Houston. One of the big games on Sunday, the Lions at the Giants, both 9-4. Matt Stafford has a broken middle finger,
a dislocated top part of his middle finger. He's going
to
play.
And there's talks of, you know, he is going to play, but he might not wear a glove. He may wear a glove. The problem, he wears a glove in New York. If it rains or cold, he won't be able to grip the ball.
For that reason, I'm going with the Giants.
I was
going
to go with the G-men anyway. Eli played like such trash last week that I think he'll have a better week. This should be a close game, though, like 20-17.
New York, Detroit. I'm going to go with Detroit. The only reason is they figure out the way to win. The Giants have not really played good on offense, and their defense is – they're playing a really good defense this week against the Lions.
I think this is the last home game for the Giants this year. If they can win this game, they're in the playoffs no matter how the last two games go. So I think it's very important for them to win, and I think they know this.
I'll go with Detroit. The next game, another big game, the Titans at the Chiefs. This is the game that's supposed to be really cold, right?
Yeah, it's going to be – well, not as cold as Chicago and Green Bay, but it's going to be cold, 13 degrees. Kansas City, 5.5-point favorite, 42 is over and under. I can't bet against the Chiefs at home, especially with the Titans' weak secondary.
I don't think I ever will. I'm going Chiefs at home too. But I think the Titans are going to make it tough, though, because, you know, that's the – best time when you need your running game when it's cold.
I can see the Titans winning this game.
Look out for DeMarco Murray this weekend.
Yeah.
But I'm going with the Chiefs, man. I can see Tennessee winning, but playing at Kansas City is going to be tough. Anybody going with the Browns over the Bills? They're playing Buffalo.
Pass.
No chance, huh?
Pass.
I could see the Browns winning this game. I really could see them winning this game. Isaiah Crowell playing in Buffalo. They just gave up 236 yards rushing to Le'Veon Bell.
You think Robert Griffin can win a game?
I think he gives them the best chance to win a game. I don't think they'll win because I picked them against the Jets. I'm not picking
them
this week.
If you have Terrell Pryor, you better sit him because only Josh McClown was throwing this guy the football. Robert Griffin can't get the football to anybody anymore. I don't know what's
What about that flea flicker on first and, you know, two at their own two?
First and 10. They got picked off?
Yeah. Who calls a flea flicker at the one-yard line?
Hugh Jackson, he thought he was going to catch somebody off guard.
And then he threw it. It was double covered. T. Zizzle's double covered.
They're going 0-16, like I said.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bills to win, but I'm going to say on the show, I think the Browns have a good chance to win this game. I think they do win, but I'm not picking
them. Then my opening segment, my opening part will sound real white. Like, they get their first win of the season. But we know that's not happening.
No.
I'm telling you, this is the week they better get it, though, because then they got Pittsburgh and Baltimore last two.
They go winless this year.
The cold game of the year, Packers at Bears. What is it? They said it was going to be
it's
the coldest
ever.
It's going
to be 0 degrees. Zero. That's not including the wind chill factor. Mm. The wind chill factor is going to make it feel like minus 10. Damn, Chicago. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Like we know Lake Erie is frozen. Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, all them lakes are frozen.
It says the Bears will play their coldest game ever on Sunday.
It's going to be a low-scoring physical game. The Bears' defense has played really, really well the last 8 weeks. They don't allow big plays. They get after you. Danny Trevathan is helping lead that young defense.
I love it. Yeah, man.
But Matt Barkley, man.
You know what? You know, he's played well.
He's not played bad.
He's not played bad. Right. I actually think these last few games is an audition.
I think you at least bring him back as your backup.
I think you bring him back as a starter.
I ain't going that far.
I think
you need to address the quarterback position.
They will, but I mean, they have a lot of issues. Yeah. Unfortunately, it looks like they found a pretty good running back.
They got
Jordan Howard. Yeah.
They have a running back. They have to address the defensive back position. They have the O-line and wide receiver. But there's no quarterbacks coming out in this draft, though.
With all that said, Green Bay wins.
Man, Green Bay does. Yeah, Green Bay wins. Green Bay does win, definitely.
If Trubisky comes out from UNC, I think you get him in the second round. I think that would be a good time to get him for a quarterback. The first round, I agree with you. There's no quarterbacks coming out first round. You should draft.
There haven't been any great quarterbacks that have come out over the last 8-9 years.
That far back?
What?
I mean, do you look at Cam Newton like a great quarterback?
Well, he was MVP. He led y'all to the Super Bowl. I mean, not great. Good.
He's
great.
I mean, he's not a transcending.
Franchise?
Transcending quarterback.
I think Andrew Luck.
That's one out of how many quarterbacks have
Andrew
been drafted
Luck, but, dude, you're passing one right now that see how he does the rest of the season. Dak Prescott in the fourth round. I mean, if he keeps winning, we don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if he goes down and wins Super Bowl this year,
I mean,
you know, if they finish 14-2, win the Super Bowl.
I mean, he's not transcending anything. He didn't go to a sorry team and build them back up. He went to a team that had a lot of weapons and a great offensive line, and they got a running back with the fourth overall pick,
right,
who was probably the best player in this year's draft.
But if he wins MVP, would you not call him transcending?
He's not going to win the MVP.
If he finishes the season strong.
Ezekiel Elliott will win the MVP before. I think he would get more votes than Dak Prescott.
No, I think Dak's going to get more because he's a quarterback. He gets all the blame, and he's going to get all the heat.
Yeah.
Zeke will get rookie of the year. But I think the Packers win. But the Bears are in the right direction, it looks like, at least now. The Eagles at the Ravens. Who you guys got?
Ravens. Ravens in a low-scoring game.
Yeah.
2013.
I'll go with the Ravens. I don't trust the Ravens, but I'll go with the Ravens because the Eagles are not that good on the road.
And they're not good offensively.
Right. So. I'll tell you what, though, he's thrown the ball a lot.
He has, too. They have no running game. All their running backs are disabled.
Yep. Then we got the 49ers at the Falcons. Anybody going to Niners? This is a trap game, I think.
Nope. Do you believe in Chip Kelly? Nope.
Nope.
I don't believe him, but I think this is a trap game. You could see Atlanta lose this one.
Nope.
This is another watch. I'm telling you, this is another game to watch this week.
If Atlanta loses this game, man, I
Atlanta licking their chops. Matt Ryan should have another good game this week.
He should. I don't know if he will. All right. Well, that's all the early games this week, NFL. When we come back from break, we will have the rest of the NFL. We got our cash money players of the week. But first, we'll do the dummies of the week. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.